Psalm 130. I'm going to read the whole chapter. It's just 8 verses. We'll look at one verse, one phrase in particular. Psalms 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto the Lord, or unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice, let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, should mark iniquity, should mark sin, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. I would like to look at a phrase found in verse 7. With him is plenteous redemption. With him is large. With him is abundant redemption. Or that word is ransom. The Hebrew is ransom. With the Lord is abundant ransom. And that ransom simply means a payment for sin. A payment for sin, ransom. I say this first of all, our Lord does nothing by halves. He saves the whole man. Thus did he for us when he laid down his life a ransom, Scripture says, for many. And if he laid down his life a payment for sin for many, they shall be saved. They shall be quickened in time, cleared of all guilt, not guilty, and fully atoned for. But I want us to look how plenteous or abundant or large this redemption truly is. I have 3 points. First of all, let us consider the number that God has redeemed in Christ. Let us consider the number and see if it truly is plenteous. This book states that those who are ransomed, those who are redeemed or reclaimed, they are as the sand upon the seashore. It says a number that no man can number. Some out of every kindred, nation, tongue, and tribe. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Starting in verse 9. Revelation chapter 5. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and hast made unto us our God, unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, and strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Redeemed us to God by his blood. It's plenteous, his redemption, this ransom. It's plenteous. Not everyone Not everyone, but many are they for whom Christ shed his precious blood. And seeing how Christ cannot fail, all these shall be finally and eternally redeemed. It's a large number. It's an abundant number. Oh, how precious indeed is this redemption to all who know themselves and know their God, that he is sovereign, all-powerful, and he could never be thwarted. Secondly, consider the redeemed themselves. Consider the redeemed themselves. He is said to save them to the uttermost who come unto God by him. Save them, redeem them, ransom them, body, soul, and spirit. Turn with me to Psalms 71. Psalms 71. And verse 23. Body, soul, and spirit are they who are the redeemed, who are the ransom of God. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My soul, which thou hast redeemed. Psalms 103. Psalms 103 in verse, let's look at verses 1 through 4. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindnesses and tender mercies. His, our soul, our life, spirit, and body. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This great chapter on resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 49 through 57. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Body, spirit, soul shall be transformed by Christ through the redemptive work that he has accomplished, through the ransom, through the payment, which was himself, for sin. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. How could this be said if we were not redeemed with, as Bruce, we looked at in Peter, with incorruptible things such as silver and gold? If we were not ransomed with incorruptible things. The fall, we know, was complete. Thus our redemption and our ransom was complete, as if not more so complete. Oh, plenteous redemption in, by, and through our lovely Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot redeem ourselves. Other men cannot redeem us. We see people going to priests, certain religions, they're sinners, they can't do anything for you. Or going to pastors or elders or deacons, they can't do anything for you. Only the God-man can and has redeemed us to God, satisfying all things for us that were against us. He has plenteous, abundant, large redemption. Lastly, thirdly, consider what we are redeemed from and see if this is not also plenteous. We are redeemed from all sin, past, present, future, original sin, and actual sin. We're redeemed from the curse of God's law, from all its implication and condemnation. And lastly, which we've looked at just briefly, we're redeemed from death itself. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. All sin. How plenteous is that? Because we sin every day, all the time. Our thoughts, our motives, our actions. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. All sins. It doesn't say half of our sin. It doesn't say partial sins. And we're not to continue in sin. When he says when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive our sins. Why? Because he himself became our sin payment. He suffered, bled, and died on Calvary's tree. For a number no man can number. But oh, the suffering that Christ went. I read an article, which may probably put it in next week's bulletin, by Scott Richardson. It's just talking about the suffering and the death of Christ and how horrible it was. No man ever suffered like the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. And verse 13. Galatians 3 and verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us. He's ransomed us. He made sin payment for us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That word cursed, I looked it up, it's something detested. Now, you think about that. How could God ever detest his Son? He redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Now, I can't understand it. I can't fully explain it, and I'm not going to try. Just suffice it to say that Christ became detestable, which is what we were, what we are, in the sight of a holy God. That's part of that payment. We, from birth, nature, and practice, are detestable in the eyes of God. We must be made acceptable and pleasing to God. How? by Christ hanging upon Calvary's tree in our place, in our room, and in our stead. That is plenteous redemption. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And everyone who is born of God is of the Spirit. There is now, therefore, now no condemnation. That word condemnation in the Greek is an adverse sentence. An adverse sentence. We had one on our head, an adverse sentence, but thanks be to God, Christ on the cross took that sentence on our behalf and set us totally free. And that's what we were looking at in a sense in the book of Galatians. The liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Liberty, I tell you, sweet liberty. All because Christ ransomed. Plenteously, abundantly, largely ransomed every single person whom the Father gave him. He died for, and the Holy Spirit quickens. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. Verse 25 and 26. John chapter 11. Jesus said unto her, the Martha is speaking, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe that I am God? Martha, do you believe that I am the God-man? Do you believe that I am Emmanuel, God with us? And that in me, through me, and by me, and only me is plenteous redemption. Matter of fact, Martha, I came to ransom your soul. I came to pay the price to buy you back. Death, as we just read, where is thy sting? We have life. It's real, true life, and it's everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Closing, let's look at two verses. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, and specifically verse 12. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal, plenteous, abundant redemption for us. For us. Having obtained, it's already in the eyes and mind of God, it was already done from before the foundation of the world. For us. Look at those last two. And it's in italics. But the writers understood everything that Christ did, he did for his people. Now, I thought that was the end of it. But then last night, I had another thought. Turn to Job chapter 33. Now, I love this. Job chapter 33. Start in verse 14. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceives it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. However, yet, if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man Christ's uprightness, then he, that is God, is gracious unto him, and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. I have found a ransom. I have given redemption, and it is plenteous, it is large, and is so abundant. May we call upon him this day. May we not delay. May we call upon the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all sin and see that God has found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ a perfect ransom. Rejoice, brethren, we are safe as we are found in the blessed Son of God. Nathan, would you close us?
Heavenly Father, there is a time when